When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Now, back to Real Ghost Stories Online, live.
Do we have another phone call?
Yeah.
Let's do one more phone call. 855-853-4802 is our phone number.
Hey, my name is Amanda. I'm calling from Ohio. And I guess this is more of a question, but also a story. I'm going to start off with saying that my mother has said that I have always, as a child, been able to see ghosts and sense things that weren't always there. But what I can remember is that for some reason I got extremely scared. And I just didn't want to feel anything anymore. And so I cut myself off. I put up blocks. Started imagining over and over again that I had nothing but a big brick wall in my head. And I surrounded myself with that big brick wall. And by the time I was a teenager, I was no longer able to feel anything except the barest glimmer of what used to be so clear. Lately, though, I have had my own child, and I know that she can feel these things. And so in an effort to be able to see what she sees and feel what she feels, I have been trying to bring down that wall that is around me. So I have found different ways to reopen the third eye by looking online, by asking family, friends, different things like that. And this is where my question comes in, is that I want to know if any other listeners have had any experiences with doing this. Because what I am finding is that I am seeing a lot of shadows all around me. I started this process about a year and a half ago. And immediately, that very same day I started, I was seeing shadows surrounding my house, just as though they were observing me. They didn't seem to want anything, but they were there. And I saw them in my office building. Not doing anything. In fact, the time that I was most often seeing them was when I was opening the office up for the day. And during our staff meeting, they would hang out the doors of our boardroom. Not doing anything, just there. I am also now able to see and sense things coming in more and more strongly as time goes by. I went on a recent vacation and was in a hotel and was able to see what looks like a 2-foot figure with eyes extremely wide, think owl wide, staring at me in the bathroom as I got ready to take a shower. There was nothing negative about it. I'd already been feeling as though I had been watched. As soon as I saw the figure, it was as though it was saying, "Hi, I'm here." And then those feelings went away. But these things are happening more and more often. And like I said, I just kind of want to know what some of your listeners might think and to get your opinion. So, thank you.
That, to me, you know, I get when you're a kid and you need to shut it down. But opening it back up, if you do have that ability, you know, I could see it would be really a weird adjustment. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you would do that, really. You know, try to bring it back. I think you would almost need a mentor to do that.
To open and close the veil.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It seems like you should have someone to work with, because when it happened to you, when you're a child and you're dealing with that, that'd be scary. Mm-hmm. You don't really know what's going on. It'd be scary as an adult too, if it's mm-hmm. happening, you know, because something's staring at her in the bathroom and she wasn't really scared. I'd be scared.
Yeah.
Like, you're creeping me out. I'm in the bathroom. But to me, I think you need someone to kind of help you maneuver it and help you work through it and understand it better.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you almost need a coach, like anything else you do, whether you're learning how to play an instrument or whatever, you need somebody there to help you. The thing that really stood out to me, Carol, was just how distraught she sounded.
Yeah. I mean, she wasn't okay with it.
Yeah. It seems like this is weighing heavily on her. I feel bad for her. I hope that she can find the assistance and the guidance that she's really looking for. Cause I agree with you. I think she needs that.
Yeah. Yeah.
A ghost coach.
Yep.
Exactly. And you know, there are all kinds of psychics who mentor other psychics. You know, you can find somebody to help you work with your abilities. And there are people, I mean, you got to pay them, but and maybe you don't have to pay all of them. Actually, there might be people out there who just do it to help other people. But I think you would want to control it a little bit. And I think you would need to understand it and how to control it.
I think you're right. I mean, talking to somebody who really gets that, who maybe has been in that same position before, being younger, being inexperienced, that could go and say, "Okay, I've been in your shoes. Here's what I've discovered that works for me. Maybe it'll work for you. Maybe it won't. But here's how it gets better."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That sort of a thing. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's just kind of opening up some doors that you don't really know what you're walking into.
Exactly. That's why you just buy more secondhand Ouija boards, play with them.
I thought you were going to say buy more weed. I don't know that that's going to help.
More weed, Ouija boards, secondhand Ouija boards, candles, black candles, preferably used from Goodwill. And then just see what happens.
And Data Warlock. It'll all
come. And don't forget your Teddy Ruxpin.
Teddy fucking Ruxpin.
That's a really good voice, Todd.
I killed her at the mall.
I like that guy. You. Look at her.
The devil is real, Teddy Ruxpin. And on that note, that's the Teddy that's going to come haunting everyone in their dreams tonight, is the Southern Gospel Teddy Ruxpin.
No. The murderer Teddy Ruxpin. That's the one I'm going to see.
The Jim Baker Teddy Ruxpin scares me more.
Yeah. He's going to come. He's going to preach at you and then ask for money.
Exactly. He's going to try and sell you end of world shit too. Exactly.
No matter how much you give him, it's not going to be enough.
Exactly. You got to tithe for Teddy. So, all right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you are watching us or listening to us. And be sure to let us know what you think of the stories in the comments section. Until next time, for Carol and Todd, I'm Tony. We'll talk again real soon.
Thanks for watching and listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of the many ghost stories that we put out to you multiple times a day, 365 days a year, right here at Real Ghost Stories Online. And share your real ghost story with us as well. You can call in 24/7 at 855-853-4802 or write in on our website at realghoststoriesonline.com. Subscribe, share your story, and then come back and watch us live Monday nights, 8 p.m. Central on our YouTube channel for Real Ghost Stories Online Live. And hit subscribe so you don't miss any of those episodes that we put out for you all week long right here at Real Ghost Stories Online.